You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
F your unpaid internship. This message was scrawled on a picket sign at an Occupy protest at that movement's height. Unpaid and underpaid internships are widespread in today's economy, with young people entering the workforce overwhelmingly represented among Canada's interns. Andrew Brophy is an assistant professor in communications at Simon Fraser University. He co-authored the recent article titled Interns Unite, You Have Nothing to Lose, Literally, published in Briar Patch magazine. Enda joins us this morning by phone. Good morning, Enda, and welcome to Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Good morning, Peter.
So your article opens with that message scrawled on the placard, and it certainly speaks to a generational grievance amongst interns. What grievances are interns citing kind of as a generation?
Well, I mean, I think we need to put the issue of internships within its broader context. For example, the Globe and Mail a few weeks ago had a feature report in its report on business in which it surveyed the problems that 20-somethings are facing in our contemporary economy. The title of the article was called Generation Mixed, and it surveyed the rising debts, the high levels of unemployment among 20-somethings, and the very, very shaky career ladder that young people have to face these days in order to have a shot of secure employment. Within the courses that I've taught, I teach a course on labor and communication in the School of Communication at SFU. I run across this kind of general depression that young people are facing on a regular basis. I think that with specifically with reference to internships, there are a number of complaints that I hear from young people, and which have been circulating and gathering steam over the last 10 years or so. The first is that internships are ageist in the sense that they somehow assume that young people, because they're young, don't deserve to get paid. And I think that this is something that is particularly troublesome, certainly for a lot of students that I've been in touch with, but this is a complaint that is circulating with regards to internships. Another very serious one is that they threaten the composition of industries going forward. For example, if you make an unpaid internship a necessary first rung on a career path in, let's say, an industry such as media, then what you're doing is you are narrowing the potential pool of people who can actually afford to carry out an internship. Not everyone can afford to work for free. And I think that we need to ask ourselves some questions about how this affects the composition of certain industries going forward. That is, if 10 or 15 years down the road, we have journalists who overwhelmingly have had to work for free and, have been able to work for free, then we are, in a sense, favoring the composition of an industry workforce from kind of wealthier backgrounds. And I think, it doesn't take much to see what the problems might be when you consider the very, very important role that journalists play in our society. There are other issues. For example, misclassification is a very serious one. interns are frequently they're supposed to, technically, although they exist in a legal gray area, they are supposed to be there for training purposes, I think that one of the complaints that you run across frequently is that rather than actually doing training, interns are taking up entry-level positions and sometimes doing work which has less to do with training and more to do with, you know, the kind of the classic cliche of shuttling, going to get coffee for the higher-ups. There are also concerns in the area of power relations. I think that where you have a young person working for free in an organization where the carrot being dangled in front of them is a good reference, with the tacit understanding is that employees will not complain on the job. And I think this, when it is added together to the kind of what I would call a legally murky status that interns have, I think it it determines a situation in which there's a very serious power imbalance, and interns don't frequently have a vehicle through which they can complain about problematic labor conditions. And, you know, here, given that overwhelmingly we're dealing with young employees, I think that this is especially problematic. I think the cumulative effect of serial internships is, in essence, the devaluation of labor. And I think what it's producing is wage depression across the labor market.
The your description of the serial internships flies in the face of many descriptions of internships being win-win for the employer and the person seeking work experience. How do you respond to this attitude?
You know, I think that people are obviously entitled to their own opinion, and in my own classes, I wouldn't by any means suggest that all of the students are opposed or feel that unpaid internships are unfair. I think that we have a week that's dedicated to internships, and it's generally the liveliest week because there is such debate. And I think that even you could easily encounter many young people who are entering the labor market who don't think there's much that's necessarily wrong with working for free for a while as, you know, that first step on the rung of a career path. And of course, you know, among employers, there is, generally, you know, almost 100% agreement that unpaid internships offer valuable training for the person who is entering the labor market, and for employers, they offer the chance to kind of test drive an employee, which, you know, may afterwards have a shot at the position. I don't think that anyone is suggesting that learning on the job is a bad thing. I think that learning by doing and learning among people who have experience in the profession that you are going to or hoping to enter is a positive thing. I think that the power relations that mark this employment relationship are problematic, and I think that there's a growing concern about this, and that is the concern.
Earlier you said there's very little recourse interns would have in confronting their employer or non-employer with issues on the job or non-job. Does any regulation exist in Canada to oversee the use and abuse of interns?
Earlier on, I referred to internships as existing in a kind of a legal gray area. Here in Canada, it would be subject to provincial labor law, and obviously these are vary from province to province. But generally, the definition or the difference that is the legal difference between an internship and somebody who is actually an employee rests on what the definition of an employee is versus the idea that somebody is training. And I think, you know, all we need to do is look around and consider some of the people that we know that have done internships in order to realize that the distinction between being a trainee and being an employee becomes quite difficult to maintain. I think that, at least in my opinion, and in the opinion of many students in my class, a worker is a worker is a worker. You are, no matter whether you are shuttling coffee to your higher-ups or producing quite valuable content for media organizations, I think that what you are doing is producing value for that organization. And you may be doing that in a training capacity, but this doesn't change the fact that you're actually a worker.
And what does this widespread undervaluing of workers say about capitalism today?
Well, I think it's symptomatic of the way in which, over the last 20 to 30 years, the balance of power between workers and employers has shifted decisively in favor of the latter. And I think that internships are a manifestation of a broader process that we're seeing and that has been gathering steam during the last 20 or 30 years, which we could refer to as precarization. That is the growing insecurity that's created by flexible employment relationships, which, of course, is now the water that we swim in the labor market. And I think that internships are symptomatic of this the growing precarious employment.
How are interns organizing for their rights in this context?
Well, this is one of the more pleasant surprises that we have discovered in our research. This is a research project that I'm carrying out with Greg DePuyter at Wilfrid Laurier University and Nicole Cohen at York University. And one of the areas that we are surveying is the emergent fledgling forms of organization and resistance among interns. These types of, embryonic forms of labor organizing and resistance have taken several different forms. For example, one of them that has been much publicized of late have been class action lawsuits, including suits against a magazine publisher, Hearst Corporation, and Fox Entertainment Group. And what some of these lawsuits hinge upon is the misclassification of interns as trainees when, as these interns allege, they were actually performing the work that ought to have been remunerated. But I think legal actions, while they get more play, they're only one form of labor organization. I think one of the more interesting developments within the internship story has been the development of organizations that are formed by interns in order to represent and defend interns. For example, there's an organization called Intern Aware in Britain. Intern Labor Rights is an offshoot of Occupy Wall Street, which, as you mentioned, was developed within the last year. In France, there's an organization called Génération Précaire. In Italy, an organization was developed or has been developed called Repubblica degli Stagisti. There's the Hague Interns Association in the Netherlands. and many more. And I think these organizations, they're very, very new, but what needs to be pointed out is that they are all arising. They have all arisen within the last 2 or 3 years. And so what we're witnessing is many people feel is the forward edge of a different type of labor politics. These organizations are frequently staffed and organized by young people. Here in Canada, for example, the Canadian Intern Association was founded in May of this year. They have different ways of organizing, but one of the important ones is simply to circulate information about what rights exist under current law for interns. Interns are a very, very dispersed population. They're very difficult to organize, and so these organizations have begun to circulate information about what rights they have on the job to gather them together. Yeah.
Well, I thank you very much for shedding so much light and depth on this on this topic, and especially bringing forward the stories of a way forward for interns to organize.
Okay, thank you for your interest, Peter.
I've been speaking with Enda Brophy. Enda is an assistant professor at the School of Communication at Simon Fraser University.